Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Ever feel like you're tethered to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds even when you know you should be doing something else? You know that feeling, the urge to check Instagram just one more time, even though you've got a million things on your to-do list? Welcome back to Digital Poison, where we talk real talk about screen addiction, burnout, and how to reclaim your digital life. Today's episode is all about overcoming something many of us face: the dreaded digital detox withdrawal. We're diving deep into those fuzzy feelings, the restlessness, the boredom, even the anxiety that can hit when you try to step away from the screen. But trust me, I'm not here to preach deprivation. This isn't about giving up your phone entirely, it's about regaining control and finding a healthier balance. So, grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's talk about how to conquer those withdrawal symptoms and make digital detoxing a success. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you navigate the bumpy road of digital detox withdrawal. 1. Acknowledge the elephant in the room. First things first, recognize that these feelings are totally normal. You're not weak or addicted, you're simply experiencing your brain adjusting to life without its constant dopamine hit from notifications and social media. Just like any habit change, there will be some discomfort along the way. Remember, it's temporary, and those withdrawal symptoms will fade as you build new, healthy routines. 2. Be prepared for boredom. You know that feeling when your phone dies and suddenly you have nothing to do? Digital detox can amp that up a notch. It's like the universe is testing your patience. But here's the thing, boredom can actually be a powerful tool. When we're not constantly bombarded with distractions, our minds wander, spark creativity, and rediscover the joy of simply being present in the moment. So embrace those quiet moments, go for a walk, read a book, or even just sit and stare out the window. 3. Find healthy distractions. This one's crucial. We can't just expect to go cold turkey on our digital habits and magically feel content. We need to fill that void with something equally engaging, but in a healthier way. Think about activities you enjoy, things that make you feel good, energized, or fulfilled. It could be anything from painting, playing an instrument, cooking, or even having deep conversations with friends and family. 4. Don't reinvent the wheel. You don't need to become a monk overnight. Start small and gradually increase your detox time as you feel more comfortable. Even just 30 minutes a day without screens can make a huge difference. And remember, weekends are for digital recharging. Give yourself permission to unplug and enjoy activities that don't involve a screen. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the most important one. Remember, you're human and it's okay to slip up occasionally. Don't beat yourself up if you find yourself scrolling for hours on end. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Think about a time when you tried to cut back on screen time, maybe after a particularly long work week or during a vacation. You might have felt that initial itch to check your phone every few minutes, that nagging feeling of missing out. Ever feel like those phantom vibrations even when you know your phone is silent? That's the digital detox withdrawal hitting you. It's all about retraining your brain and creating new habits. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to conquer those digital detox withdrawal symptoms. By acknowledging the feeling, embracing boredom, finding healthy distractions, starting small, and being kind to yourself, you can successfully navigate this bumpy road and reclaim your time, energy, and focus. Now, remember, taking control of your digital life is about making choices that support your well-being, not depriving yourself of everything you enjoy. Digital detoxing isn't about living in a cave, it's about finding balance and using technology in a way that enhances your life, not controls it. Ready to level up your digital life? Share this episode with someone who could use a little digital detox inspiration. Leave us a review if you loved it, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.